Darren Donick and Chase, brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joints. Smoother than smooth here on this Monday morning. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. A guy that we always enjoyed our chats with when he used to join us weekly. Man, we had so much fun with our next guest, former MLB general manager of the Dodgers. And he's been an agent. He has been in the front office. He has done it all when it comes to Major League Baseball. And he's a guy, as Willie and I talked about on Friday's show, it was talking about this person years ago, and sure enough, she gets hired by the Marlins as their next general manager. Danny Evans is on the line with us. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing exceptionally well. I'm watching my protege and her press conference, and there's so much just pure joy watching this all happen in front of my eyes.
How did you see something that, you know, at the time when you brought it up, we had no idea who you were talking about? Just kind of go back and, you know, tell us how that all came about and how you knew that someday this day would come.
Well, first of all, it's great to talk to a couple old friends here.
It's great to catch up with Danny here.
You know, the thing is, I hired her as an intern, fresh out of the University of Chicago, before the 1991 season. And we interviewed over 100 people, and it was really funny. When she showed up, I had my three-month-old daughter in the office sound asleep in a Graco playpen, so we had to go do the interview in a different area. And that was my first interaction with Kim, and we laughed about it this weekend because, you know, it's just, you look back at where she was, and she was a spirited, inquisitive, really fun interview, and made it clear that she would come in and make an immediate contribution as an intern. And listen, we've all hired interns. People sometimes say the right things. I'm a former intern, and I just heard the confidence, but I also love the fact that I had this young woman sitting across from me who just seemed to know that she could do it. And honestly, guys, within the first, I'd say, 2-3 weeks, I knew we had a superstar. I had a lot of pushback. There was a lot of stigma within the game. And it was something that I felt almost all the time. I can only imagine what she felt. But this brilliant young executive worked with me for 7 years. And then 4 years later, I become the GM of the Dodgers, and I was looking for leaders and for winners to help turn our situation around. And that 21-year-old baby-faced intern was suddenly a three-time world champion and an enormously talented immediate contributor. And I hired her as the assistant GM vice president of the Dodgers, and she oversaw player development and scouting, and the rest of the story is just awesome. So I'm lucky, guys. I get to hire her twice, and I get to call her a really great friend of 30 years.
Gosh, I'm so jealous. I mean, everybody looked at me at 21 years of age and said, what a dope. This guy's going nowhere. And you were blown, you know, you were blown away at 21. That you are leaving quite the impression at that age. So what challenges face her now that she's been through all this and now she's getting this opportunity? What challenges are ahead, Danny?
Well, Darren, I said this on Friday when she was hired. She is the most prepared and most qualified person to take over a general manager's job as a first-time GM in the last 15 years. So she's ready for the job. A lot of people are focusing on her gender, but I'm celebrating the fact that her skill set's being rewarded for the first time. She's been enormously talented, 3 world championships, 3 great organizations, works with Major League Baseball for an extended period, has a network and an interpersonal skills set that are unparalleled in the game. And so I think immediately, you know, I mean, I've done that job. And when you walk into that job the first day, you're never quite as ready as you'd like to be, but she's got a chance to hit the ground the moment she starts today with a network and a a strategy and experience that's unrivaled. It's almost a blessing that people in the game were hesitant to not hire her as the first female GM, because now she's so prepared. She's got a real good club with a great farm system, a nucleus, a new ballpark, and guys, she's got people around her in management positions that she's worked with and won with. And I think that gives her a platform to succeed from the moment she starts. And that's what I'm really excited about. She's not inheriting a decrepit franchise, having to prove herself. She's already proven herself with the people around her, the owner, the CEO, the minor league people, and the manager have worked with her and won with her. That's a huge platform to initiate from.
We're talking to Dandy Evans, former general manager of the Dodgers, and, of course, a longtime contributor to Sports Talk Radio in Nashville. We've been really excited to make the connection with Dan over the years. And I can remember when Dan was with the White Sox, and it was probably just a couple of years after he hired Kim Ng at Greer Stadium with Ron Shuler and Nick the Stick Hunter. And Darren, you remember it well. We had a lot of – so, Dan, you were the first person that I thought of when the hire was made. I just – the light bulb went on because I can remember you talking about Kim. You know, and this was probably a decade ago, easily, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was so glad that you got some recognition. I read the article in The Athletic from Ken Rosenthal about your part in advancing her cause. So congratulations on being able to do this. And it does kind of make it, you know, you said, overqualified, right? It's probably, because you were saying this so long ago, she's had to be so patient to get this assignment, right? And so she easily could have given up somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one of her best character traits, her perseverance, her patience, her professionalism. And you know, I've never walked in her shoes. I don't know what it's like to be, you know, this brilliant female executive who happens to be so qualified yet can't land those opportunities. And, you know, for a while I was, you know, I've always been a supporter of hers and I've always been in her ear, don't give up, don't back off. But her mom and her husband, Tony, are her rocks. They are the people in her life. They wouldn't let her ever consider not being that person. And guys, you know, here's the thing. For an entire generation of young girls and young women who aspire to be in baseball, suddenly they have somebody who looks like them. And mm-hmm. on top of it, she's an Asian American woman. She's crossing so many barriers, shattering so many glass ceilings, but the best part about it is the perseverance not only paid off for her, but it pays off for the game, because there's no better person to be that pioneer than her. She is universally respected, but more importantly, she is universally loved within the baseball community. She's going to have a lot of people pulling for her. I talked to her a couple times over the weekend. She had over 1,000 text messages, a whole bunch of emails, phone calls. And I explained to her, I said, there are so many people pulling for you, celebrating you. And she's so deserving of that, of those accolades and of that love that she's getting today.
Danny, I know you're probably going to want to watch this press conference that's going on, but leave us with this. You told a great story in the article to Ken Rosenthal. It's not a coincidence that it's the Marlins that hire her. Tell us about her connection with Derek Jeter.
Well, she left me in the White Sox, and I encouraged her to go to the American League office to work in Major League Baseball and really just learn how 29 other teams were doing business. And then she eventually jumped to the Yankees as their assistant GM at 29. Well, they win 3 World Series. And during that period, Derek Jeter is surfacing as the future Hall of Famer, the future captain of the club. And Jeter really took a liking to Kim, as did so many people within the Yankee organization, Brian Cashman, you know, people like Joe Torre, who just really respected the heck out of her. Well, they had an off day, and the team was in Texas. And Kim was being honored at a banquet in New York City, and Jeter surprised her by flying back on a private jet on the off day to come present her at an awards luncheon as the female executive of the year in the New York City area. And Kim had told me about it that day, called me that afternoon, couldn't believe it. And Jeter just wanted to be a part of it. Jeter was 3 or 4 years into the big leagues, but she had already made that kind of impression on him. And when this position came up, I kept my fingers crossed. I didn't want to jinx her, but all I kept thinking was, this might be the opportunity with Mattingly, with Jeter there. It might be the opportunity that she so long deserved. And, you know, Derek had already made a statement 20 plus years ago of how he felt about her. He certainly made a statement on Friday morning.
Danny, what do you think Nick Hunter would say about this hire?
Well, he loved her. We spent many a day together, and I think Nick Hunter would have been one of the happiest people in North America. He would pester her with comments and questions, always having, and I know that's hard to believe, guys, but knew that she would never BS him ever. So she would sometimes not have the company line, not have the party line, and Nick would give us a hard time and say, oh, I don't know, somebody might not be agreeing with you on this one. And but I think he'd be thrilled, because one thing we know, Nick Hunter knew talent. And new talent, as well as anybody the three of us have ever interacted. And after his first interaction with Kim, he said to me, boy, you're right. She's really, really special. So, you know, there's a lot of people who went into her career. I'm just really proud to be one of them.
I miss those baseball talks every week with him. And we certainly miss talking with you over the years, but we've certainly appreciated your insight, and we know that you're still in the area. I told you I've been listening to you. We know you've been joining George Plaster, so we've been listening to you, so we're glad you're still on in Nashville. It's good to hear your voice, and you continue the good work, Danny, and we'll talk to you down the road.
I appreciate it. And Willie, I'm thrilled for what's gone on with you at the Predators. You know I root for the Blackhawks, but there's about 73 games a year, 74 games a year, I root for you. So, you know, just keep doing a great job. And to both of you, it's wonderful to reconnect with you too.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Danny, thank you for the nice words.
You got it, guys. Bye.
All right, that is Danny Evans. You just heard it right there. She's having her introductory press conference right now for the Marlins. And there's the man who discovered her at 21 years of age.
How about that?
And like I said,
and if you haven't,
you have to leave quite the impression to get somebody's attention that knows the game like Danny at 21 years old. Man, you must be really sharp. Clearly she is, and now she's finally getting an opportunity that's well-deserved.
So a great Nashville connection, and thanks to our great relationship with the late Nick Hunter. You know, we have a little secondary part in this, but if you want to read more about the story, the first ever female general manager in Major League Sports, right? Not just Major League Baseball, but Major League Sports, Kim Ang, go to The Athletic if you subscribe and read Kenny Rosenthal's article. Danny is quoted heavily in there. You'll hear more background of how they discovered Kim. And of course, there's dozens and dozens of great articles all over the place, because this is a big story. This is beyond a sports story, this hiring by the Marlins. Great stuff.
Danny has done it all. He's been, as you heard, the Dodgers general manager. He's been a scout. He's been an agent. He's basically covered every facet of the game and been around it his whole life. And the man is well-connected. And as you just said, man, he can talk the game. We could have gone on. I would have loved to get his opinion on, you know, really where is Nashville in the big picture of Major League Baseball. We just didn't have the time. He actually was extremely busy today and made time to do this. As I said, he probably wanted to watch this press conference that's going on right now for the Marlins, as this is a big, big sports story. But we'll come back. We will hear from Titans head coach Mike Vrabel on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.